So let's understand the physical and medical, physical and medical rehabilitation services, where we can think of tertiary prevention, as I told you, disability limitation and rehabilitation. Now there are certain terms used in this kind of services. One is impairment, disability, handicap and rehabilitation. What we mean by these terms? Impairment means a person is not able to do certain things, there is impairment of function. Any loss or abnormality of psychological, physiological or anatomical structure or function. Wherever there is any loss for psychological, suppose a person is psychologically disturbed, he cannot do because of the limitation that occurs in his brain, because that's what he thinks he can't do. So it can be psychological impairment, loss or abnormality. It can be physiological, that's functional. Or it can be anatomical structure or function which occurs, then it is considered to be impairment. What is disability? Due to disability, affected person is not able to carry out certain activities. For example, he is not able to rotate his arm, or he is not able to take it back as early he was able to do while taking bath. So he is not able to perform certain activities which is considered normal for his age or sex. Then as far as the handicap is concerned, what happens? As a result of disability, the person experiences certain disadvantageous positions in the society. For example, if he is not able to speak, he cannot get the job for PRO or for counselor, etc. So his functioning capability, getting a job, becomes difficult. So his is disadvantageous position in the society. When he faces such disadvantageous position, then you say it is a handicap. Handicap can be due to vision loss, can be due to hearing loss, can be due to speech problems, can be due to any other functional problem which leads to prevention of him getting the right job which he is capable of doing otherwise, or earlier he was doing and now he is not able to do. So he may lose his job, which may have occurred due to accident, due to some illness, due to some or the other problem. So then he becomes handicapped. And rehabilitation is combined and coordinated use of medical, social, educational and vocational training, vocational measures for training and retraining of these individuals, so that they can regain their highest functional capability and then they can get a position in the society which they were having earlier at times. So this is how we define the various terms for rehabilitation services in the form of what is impairment, what is handicap, what is disability and what is rehabilitation. So let's understand what are the various objectives of physical and medical rehabilitation services. One is to provide suitable physical therapy service to these patients in order to prevent or correct or alleviate their physical disability, whatever physical disability is there or likely to occur because of this problem. Maybe burn, if not taken care of from early days of burn treatment, it can lead to contractures and then lead to lot of functional impairment and disability, leading to handicap for him to work as he was working earlier. So first and foremost, if you can prevent this right from day 3-4, when his pain has reduced, the swelling has reduced, right from that day you can start him on some of the compressing material of the right compressing material available to wear that, and to start some of the physical exercises and gradually improve upon it so that he does not develop contractures. So that is prevention. Suppose a person has come late to you, already some early contractures have developed then you can try to modify by applying the right kind of lubricating things, the pressure bandages, and giving them more strenuous exercises so that these contractures gradually relax and then is able to function. So, correction of that, and trying to alleviate whatever physical disability is there, you can try to do that. For example, in case of visual handicap, you can teach him braille, and it can be utilize that for some functions, and he can earn his livelihood. That's also going to help to assist the patients in reaching their maximum functional level as far as possible, and comfort and well-being of these patients will be there by your physical rehabilitation efforts. Now, for example, we have recently learned that one girl has lost the limb, upper limb, in the case of accident. So, the prosthetic limb was provided whereby she was able to function more or less similarly as she was able to do earlier. So, to assist these patients in reaching their maximum functional level and comfort and their well-being, and to extend the patient's activity in such a way that they are able to earn their bread and their daily living. So, vocational guidance can be given. The right kind of vocations can be taught, skills can be taught with whatever disability they are having by giving them the proper prosthetics, proper exercises, graded exercises, so that gradually they are able to improve upon their functions and then ultimately earn their daily living. So, the approach should be community based, where equalization of opportunities for these kind of disabled patients should be there. So, even if a visually impaired person is there, he should be given the right kind of opportunity where minimal vision is required, whereby he can still work on by the other senses which have been developed better, or by using braille, by using communications in a better way, and teaching them how to optimally utilize whatever vision they have got, or by giving artificial kind of treatment in such a way that, suppose cataract has led to more or less blindness, then cataract removal and intraocular lens implant will improve his vision and he will be able to work. So, it can be community based, where equalization of opportunities should be given, and secondly, there should not be any social stigma for these kind of disabled patients, so that social integration of these people with disabilities should be taken care of. Then institution based, where institution should have specialized center where, in spite of their disabilities, with their better vocations, with having the specialized kind of toilets, with the specialized kind of equipments for them, if they are able to work, then they can earn their livelihood. So, it can be institution based, and even outreach program based, where a physiotherapist should reach to the people in the community by organizing camps, by going to their home places and then teaching them regularly about how to improve upon their functions day by day, and teaching them certain special vocations where they can be employed and earn their livelihood. So, this is how the approach can be either community based, institution based, as well as outreach program based. Now, physical medicine, if we see in physiotherapy, what we do, we tell them to do certain exercises, which usually is done post CABG in the form of cardiac rehabilitation, or post heart problem after the angioplasty with stent or after the heart attack, etc., by going for cardiac rehabilitation, by special exercises for heart, cardio, you can say, and then some development of the muscles. In case of orthopedic problems, again they are taught certain exercises so that which muscles have become weak by the plaster for 1.5 to 2 months, they should become stronger now. So, for that, graded exercises are given to them, manipulation of them if required at times, massage, thermal treatment in the sense of shortwave diathermy, then ultrasound, then hydrotherapy, water therapy can be given, or even electrotherapy can be given for neuromuscular problems. Hydrotherapy can be given for orthopedic, rheumatologic and neurological diseases, and pool with adjustable depths can be given for a person to learn swimming and to improve their muscles in case they are having lot of joint problems and all. So overall, physical medicines, physiotherapy, if we see the functions, is first to restore the body functions so that it can improve upon in case of any trauma, burns, contractures, lung therapy for any lung problem, cardiac therapy for case of heart problems. So to restore their body functions first thing, then to hasten their convalescence after they have become all right, they should be able to function as they were able to function earlier, to hasten their convalescence, to prevent and minimize whatever residual physical disabilities are likely to occur after surgery or after burn or after whatever trauma or neurological problem, to implement early ambulation as far as possible, and to take self care of all the activities, and to plan for follow up of rehabilitation program for patient after they are discharged from the hospital. Now, as far as the physical rehabilitation is concerned, physiotherapy is concerned, where the physiotherapy department should be, and the location should be on the ground floor preferably. It should have close proximity to the orthopedic department, because maximum number of patients having traumatic problems where they have got fractures or sprains or ligament tears, etc., they will need physiotherapy to a large extent. So they should be closer to orthopedic department, they should be closer to emergency department and OPD, especially the orthopedic OPD. So the space requirement for department, if we see, one is OPD for physical medicine, there should be a separate OPD for physical medicine or physiotherapy. Then there can be occupational therapy, there can be audio and speech therapy, separate OPDs for them. There can be a medical social services attached to that, who can take care of their emotional aspect, who will be empathetic to them, who will even make the relatives understand the special needs of these people and how to help them, how to give aid to them by gradually improving upon their exercise level and their functional capability. Even they may help them in getting the funds from the charitable institutions, from where if they need some prosthetic or some equipments at home, then even for inpatient services, those patients who are admitted, if they need chest physiotherapy, then the physiotherapist can go to the ward and give this physiotherapy to them. Post burn treatment, during the wards, they can be given physiotherapy so that it can start after total knee replacement, total hip replacement surgeries, orthopedic surgeries also, the earlier physiotherapy is going to help them better. So inpatient services, in operation theaters, sometimes they may be needed. For utility services for public, then wheelchair and trolley bay may be kept. There should be waiting area for patients and visitors, and even patients' relations areas can be kept so that their attendants also will be able to be comfortable while taking these patients to the physiotherapy department. Now, what are the essential things, desirable things and high-tech things as far as the physiotherapy is concerned? Essential things can be, you should have exercise table, weights and pulleys, rocker board, balance board, exercise cycle with resistance, parallel bars, shoulder wheels, sandbags, flat face board, floor mat, hot packs, wax bath, geniometer, nerve muscle stimulator, etc. So you can see the basic equipments like shortwave diathermy, ultrasound will be there. Then in desirable, you can have physio occupational, where rowing machine, suspension frame, traction equipment, tents, wall bars, ultrasonic therapy, wall pulleys, infrared, quadriceps table separate, shortwave diathermy, medium wave diathermy, hand exercise kit, Fred saw bicycle, water, air mattress and step trainer. These are desirable if you can have, while high tech can be electromagnetography, EMG, diadynamic low energy current, biofeedback machines, dynamometers, FES, electrogeniometer, balance master, force plate system, treadmill exerciser, thermograph, ripple bed, IFC or diadynamic, low energy current, dynamometer, multi exerciser, medium wave diathermy, short wave diathermy, ultraviolet, UV stimulator, laser, cold hot contrast bath, pulse diathermy, chilling unit, magnetic therapy, etc. Now, as far as the occupational therapy is concerned, you should have multicolored box, finger, ladder, medicine ball, plasticine, rotating ball, ADL board, cerebral palsy ball, peg board, pyramids, cylindrical bags, chair, kitchen equipment, etc. These are essential. Orthoprosthetic equipment, you can have basic equipments and tools, suction molding machine, plastic molding machine, box equipment tool, etc. Now, as far as the managerial issues for physiotherapy is concerned, one is there should be a team approach for this kind of therapy. Physicians, physiotherapists, social workers, technicians, nurses, vocational counselors and psychologists, all of these people should be there in a team and all of them should work on the patient together sequentially, or if required at a time two or three people together, so that it is going to take care of the physical, social and psychological aspect of the patient in such a way that whatever disability the patient is having, either it can be prevented as far as possible, minimized, that is limited, or if it is not possible, then they should be rehabilitated in such a way that they are able to do their day-to-day activities, they are able to earn their livelihood, and whatever is needed, all these team approach will help them in a better way. Systems approach will be synergy of all systems of the hospital, administration, director of physical medical rehabilitation plan, they should coordinate and implement it, maintenance of equipment should be done. We have seen the essential, desirable and advanced equipments for this, which should be bought whenever possible and maintained well. Medical records for certification of disability if required, whereby there are certain special benefits to given to them by the government in the form of the reduction in the bus fare or the railway fare, even for short as well as for long journey, or even some kind of tax deductions for their parents or for themselves if they are earning members. So, certification of disability may be given based on the medical records. Then inventory control, there is timely delivery of aids and appliances, and there should be special policies and procedures for looking after the quality assurance of overall services given in the hospital as far as the physical and rehabilitation medicine is concerned. Now, let us understand about occupational therapy. It deals with physical handicaps or deficiencies by either injury or illness. It can be due to aging process, due to certain congenital deformity or psychological or social disabilities. Here, what's the basic aim is, whenever a person is having some or the other kind of disabilities, which can be due to social disability, congenital deformity, which is there from the birth or from aging process or from any injury, illness or handicap, then we have to see to it that the patient is able to do his day-to-day activities in a comfortable way, and as far as his daily activities are concerned, for eating, taking bath, dressing, to going to toilet, going from one room to other, doing some basic function for day-to-day, all these things should be taken care of. And he should be given such exercises, such kind of equipments to be used, whereby gradually he is able to perform his daily activities comfortably. So, techniques applied through demonstration. First, you have to demonstrate what to do with that disability that the person is having, and train him, and not primarily manipulation to return to optimum level of independence. Here, no need of basically starting with manipulation. It is training with whatever disability that he is having. Translate the ability to move into everyday activities like bathing, dressing, hygiene, grooming, eating, transferring, homemaking, leisure time activities, etc. So, it is basically for day-to-day activities. Then crafts utilized can be basket work, art work, woodwork, weaving, sewing, etc. So, occupational therapy is very, very essential after any industrial accident that has occurred, after any neuromuscular problem in the case of cerebral palsy for the children, post some nerve injury, etc. also, muscular problem. So, basically a person should be able to do his day-to-day activities in a proper way. And speech therapy is for hearing as well as speech problems. In fact, 1 out of 10 people may need speech therapy. In fact, the patients suffering from this kind of problems are much more than HIV, tuberculosis, leprosy, etc. combined. It is concerned with the proper diagnosis, exactly what is happening, and finally treatment of speech. So, if there is a slurring of speech, stammering is occurring, if a person is suddenly stopping in between his speech, is taking too long a period to speak 2-3 words. So, it is a kind of first diagnose and then treat speech. Some people may be having problems in swallowing also, or chewing, or hearing, and all the kind of various communicative disorders. All these things are coming under speech and hearing problems, and hence speech therapy is needed for them. The basic purpose is to restore or develop the patient to the highest level of communicative functioning in relation to the needs of the person. That means, what are the needs of the person? Based on that, his speech improvement should be there. If he has undergone tracheostomy and he needs to keep it still, then after closing the tracheostomy tube, he can start vocalizing, and he should be taught how to speak at that time also. So, based on his needs and his environment, what all things will be needed for him to take care of. Also, it should be concerned with diagnosis and treatment of those patients who are not able to hear properly. So, hearing impairment is there, then also speech and speech therapy and hearing impairment, whereby hearing aid can be given, and if needed, even cochlear implant may be required to be done. So, various therapies are available in today's world, and hence these things to be taken care of by the help of speech and audiologists, ENT surgeons, etc. The goal should be to assess and diagnose speech and language disorders, to improve intelligibility of the speech. Suppose somebody is speaking, if he is speaking too fast, the other person is not able to understand what exactly he wants to say. So, intelligibility of the speech is also required, or somebody is not able to speak certain words properly, there is a tongue tie, or there is some other problem that should be corrected, to develop socially appropriate speech. So, whatever speech you are having, it should be socially appropriate. That means other person should be able to understand that. To improve muscle function of the oral mechanism, if there is any problem of the muscle function of the mouth which is leading to impairment of the speech, then one should gradually improve that by giving the right kind of exercises, by using right kind of equipments if needed, and to provide alternative methods of communication. If certain things are not possible at all, then one should have other methods of communication. For example, deaf and mute people can be taught sign language, the lip language. then you have to counsel the patients as well as families about implication of the speech and language disorders, how it is going to affect his education, how it is going to affect his vocation in future, whereby he should be trained, retrained and given certain special training, and at the same time they can be helped in placements where in spite of these disabilities they can work and earn their livelihood or earn their bread. With this we have finished the basic important function of a hospital of taking care of the patients, especially the tender loving care by the nursing people, and the other part of that is reaching to community by outreach programs and also having certain problems of hearing and speech, whereby speech and hearing therapy, having certain neuromuscular problems and musculoskeletal problems, especially congenital malformations, cerebral palsy, stroke, where a person is not able to do their day-to-day activities, so occupational therapy, and also certain injury in the sports, certain injury outside in the industries, burn, etc., where physical rehabilitation is needed due to some impairment, some disabilities, where physiotherapy is needed. You can have those special kinds of equipments needed in the case of physical rehabilitation for musculoskeletal injuries, burns, for other problems also at times. In case of neurological problems also physical therapy may be needed, and even society should accept, and the approach should be towards society as well to prevent social stigma, to give institutional approach, government assistance to help them in various ways so that they can earn their livelihood and still function and be a part of the family member so that they can be accommodated and they won't have social stigma also. Thank you.